You're listening to U Talk, part of the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Providing unbiased opinions on all things Utah football and basketball.
Welcome to this edition of the U Talk podcast. I am your host, Joe Silverzweig. I'm all by myself today. Grant's with his family, bless him. And I am here to talk about the Utes because, heck, we not. It's Pac-12 Media Day. The hype is in the air. Everybody's really excited to be here. I hope you're all enjoying your time with your families. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to try and give you a real quick show here. We're going to talk a little bit about our introductions. I'm going to cover the schedule. That's usually Grant's job. That's where we're going to miss him the most because he does such a good job at that. And then I'm just going to talk about Pac-12 Media Days and the hype train. Just for a few minutes, and then I will let you guys get back to your barbecues or your pine beer or whatever it is that you do, however you choose to celebrate today. Alrighty. So first off, a couple of things. We need you to rate the podcast. We need you to rate it highly. We need you to tell your friends about it. So please do that. And if you don't feel that you can rate the podcast highly, then go ahead and give us some feedback. Find me or Grant on Twitter. You can send us an email. There's a lot of different ways. We are eager to continue to improve the product and make it indispensable to your consumption of Utes news. I also want to shout out to Ute Daddy and his lawn process because my lawn is so much prettier than it was this time last year, and it's all thanks to him and his advice about fertilizing and irrigating and all that stuff. And it's great because I've got my whole extended family coming over tonight, and I've got a nice big green lawn for them to play on, so I'm very excited about that. And thanks again. Without further ado, the schedule hasn't changed in the last few times we talked about it. We've got the women's soccer at Clemson, we've got women's soccer at Alabama, and then we have football. Brigham Young, Rice Eccles South, 8:15 p.m., and I'm just so excited. It just keeps getting closer and closer, and I can't wait. I can't wait. And the hype continues to build, and it makes it hard to wait. Let's see. It's awards watch list season, so let's start there. The Utes are loaded with a ton of watch list stuff. Let's see. Zach Moss is nominated for the Maxwell Award, goes to the top running back in the nation. Bradley and Nye, nominated for the Bednarik Award and the Bronco Nagurski Award, both go to the best defensive player in the nation. Jalon Johnson has been nominated for the Bednarik Award, the Bronco Nagurski Award, the Lott Impact Trophy, and the Jim Thorpe Award. So that's four national awards that Jalon Johnson is on the watch list for. We got Cole Fotheringham on the John Mackey Award watch list. That's for tight ends. Who thought that Utes would have a nationally recognized tight end, but he is that good. Julian Blackman on the Jim Thorpe Award watch list. Again, that's best DB in the country. And then we've got two Outland Trophy, which is interior linemen, so you can go to a guard or a tackle on the defensive line, or to a center or guard on the offensive line. And Lecky Fotu and John Penicini both were nominated for that. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players, unless I lost track, 8 players on various national watch lists. And that theme of excellent athletes continued with Pac-12 Media Days, which started early this morning and is ongoing. Unfortunately, the Utes don't come till this afternoon, which means I'm not going to be here to talk about it. But we did get our all Pac-12 team, and the Utes were well represented. In fact, with the 5 Pac-12 team members was the most of any team in the conference. There were a couple that got 4, a couple that got 3, but it was only the Utes who picked up 5. So that's awesome. You know, just continuing that theme of the Utes have the best players in the Pac-12, got the best coaches in the Pac-12, they've got the most national buzz in the Pac-12, and it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. And it's been interesting getting on Twitter and on other social media and seeing Ute fans struggling with being number one. It's been really hard for some of them. Not everybody is kind of ready for this, so that's been interesting to watch. Curious what side folks who listen to this podcast come down on, if they're on the kind of, you know, all aboard the hype train side, or more on the, you know, being careful side. I think people worried about getting their hopes up. Yeah, so the five Pac-12 team members, let's see, Leki Fotu, Bradley and I, Zach Moss, Julian Blackman, and Jalon Johnson. So these are all the same award watch list guys. We've also got some honorable mentions out there in the punter, Ben Lennon, and Javelin Guidry, Darren Paulos on the second team. So there's more kind of out there, but those are the first team guys, and will promise to anchor the defense and the offense respectively. And it's just pretty exciting. I just can't get over it. I can't get over the Utes being the team to beat, and the Ute players being the players to beat and the ones to watch. And everywhere from the SEC to Washington, they're talking about Utah football. Not as an upstart, not as a mosquito, not as a thorn in the big guys' sides, but as the team to beat. And I'm deciding how I feel about it, but I want to give you a rundown of some of the other hype that we got this week. Media picked the Utes to win the South. Actually, 33 out of the 35 first place votes went to the Utes. There were two votes for USC. Every other media member at the media days picked Utah to win the South. And Utah was also picked to win the conference. They got 12 votes to win the conference, and that is the first team not named Stanford, USC, Oregon, Washington to have picked since 2009. So since before there was a Pac-12, since a team besides those four has been picked. They're right about 33% of the time, so they don't have the best track record, but they don't have the worst. And this was a much closer vote. So overwhelmingly, Utah favored to win the South. 12 votes for Utah to win the conference. Oregon had 11. Washington had 10. So there were a lot of other votes out there. I think fair to say that the title race is seen as wide open, even though the Utes are heavily favored to come out of the South. And that's fair. I've said I think Utah's the best team in the Pac-12, but it's not that Washington, Oregon, and Stanford wouldn't be serious threats to win any title game. So, you know, most of those, you're somewhere in that coin flip range, whether it's 55% or 45%. When you're watching it on the field, there's not much difference between those two in terms of how close the game feels and how tight it is all the way to the end. Then there was some national buzz that was building over the last week as two major national prognosticators kind of came forth with their picks. That Phil Steele released a list of sleeper playoff picks. It was sort of like a value bet kind of thing. And the Utes are currently 1-75 to win the national championship. And that was Phil Steele's number one value bet for observers. And I agree with that. I think 1-75 is really far off. If you say the Utes have, say, a 20% chance, if you trust the media, 25% chance of winning the Pac-12, if they come at a 12-0, call that a 10% chance, or 13-0, that's a playoff resume, right? You're going to get in the playoffs if you're 13-0 and a P5 champion. And then it's just coin flips. It's not magic. It's not rocket science to beat these teams. You go out there and you play, and you might play better, you might play worse. But if the Utes manage to go 13-0, there's not really any room to doubt that they are a top 5, top 10 team. They're going to push their way up from being sort of a 2 or 3 touchdown above average to a 4 or 5 touchdown above average team, which makes the game against Alabama or Clemson a close one. And anybody can win it. So all you have to do is make it and then have a couple of things go your way. Even if we're not seeing preseason, that the Utes are as good as Clemson, Alabama, the, you know, top tier. Of the 15 teams that could make the playoffs, which the Utes are in that group, if they do, that means they were as good, are as good as our heavyweights. So once they get there, you've already got, you've got kind of give them the benefit of the doubt at that point. And that's better than 1-75. 1-75, it reflects less than a 2% chance to get there. And I'd say the Utes are in the 3-4% chance to get their range, which is not good. I mean, you know, that's not something you should be getting your championship tattoo, you know what I mean? But it's better than 1-75, so there's a lot of value there in that one out of 75 bet. And then Pick Six does their own predictions, and they actually just straight up picked the Utes to be the number 4 playoff team, which is wild. I mean, they have their magazine, and there's the Ute helmet right there in the bracket, 2 games away from the title. And it's just unbelievable. It's just an unbelievable place for a team that 12, 13 years ago was scrabbling in the mud in Laramie every other year, is now in the preseason chat for who's going to be in the playoff. It's just mind-boggling. And we want to take a step back and appreciate it. I'd alluded to this kind of debate going on social media of how Ute fans should behave, how we should engage with this level of hype, because we've gone from Ute fans are excited to Pac-12 media are excited to national media is pumped about what the Utes are bringing to the table, and that's never happened before. So we have kind of a reckoning with ourselves of what kind of fans are we going to be, and how are we going to handle this development. So look, I know there's been lots of Utah hype, like a lot. And I've been personally guilty of fueling the fire myself. You know, obviously we've built up to a different kind of hype at this point, but we've all been there, and I've certainly been part of that storyline. But the reality for this team is that they play best when they've got a chip on their shoulder and when they're disrespected. So keeping that underdog energy is really important. It's critical that we... This is going to be a potentially historic season, and we have to tackle it the right way. We have to take it one game at a time and make sure that we don't let ourselves get worked up, that we don't let ourselves get too excited, and we don't have too much fun. And wait, I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? That we don't get excited, that we don't get worked up, that we don't have too much fun. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're football fans. That's what we're here to do. And in honor of that, that's right. We are all aboard the hype train here at the Ute Talk Podcast. And with that, my friends, I will leave you with a happy Pioneer Day and a go Utes.
Thanks for listening to Ute Talk, brought to you by the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Find us on Twitter @UteTalk Podcast or email @UteTalk@gmail.com.